your number one internet radio station.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, www.eprn.us.
Thanks for tuning in to Revealing Better Results Podcast today. I'm your host, Garland L. McLaughlin, also known as the Consulting Guy. And this is episode 130. And today I'm going to talk a little bit about the different aspects of health, physical, mental, and spiritual. Let me tell you about a quick way how you can maintain your mental health and clarity in the mornings and get your day going right the way it's supposed to go. Get the pick-me-up you need and get on your top game. I'm about to order my first batch of Magic Mind. Magic Mind reduces jitters and anxiety and is a relaxing substitute to energy drinks and the multiple cups of coffee people drink and need every day to stay, you know, even halfway focused. Reduce your stress levels and sustain your focus with Magic Mind. You can find your supply in all of the Sprout Farmers Market stores across the country. And if you have a Sprout store near you, get down there and grab your first few bottles and just go ahead and try it out. You can also grab your own supply at 50% off the regular price by going to magicmind.com/Texas football. That's magicmind.com/Texas football. Use code, I have a promo code for you here. Use promo code ONTEXAS20. That's on Texas and the number 20, all one word. I just wanted to go ahead and plug that in today first before I dive into the quick talk about physical, mental, and spiritual health today. Today's Revealing Better Results podcast sponsor is Black Star Fund LLLP, presented by Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. I'm going to take a short break and I'll be right back. Stay tuned in right here. EPRN has the plugin for the new digital age of podcasting. Media couldn't be more exciting these days with a wide range of podcasts with exciting topics to share on a wide variety of social media networks. EPRN can be heard on popular social media networks such as Facebook, Twitter, and the largest global business social network, LinkedIn. Tune in and tell your friends to join EPRN.us.
Black Star Fund LLP isn't your typical business services B2B specialty business. As you may have noticed, we love handling complex problems for businesses. Alternative business lending, precious metals banking, business and personal credit restoration services. These are just a few of our B2B services. Get started and go to BlackStarFundLLLP.com. That's BlackStarFundLLLP.com. In case you're wondering, LLP stands for Limited Liability, Limited Partnership. My name's Garland L. McLaughlin, also known as the Consulting Guy, and I'm also the Managing General Partner with Black Star Fund LLLP, providing business to business services for your business certainly involves trust and partnership. Our services are ideal for small and mid-range businesses with 3 years or more of operating experience. Startups are also welcome to inquire about startup loan programs and other consultative business services. Let's start off with a confidential conversation related to your business. Book your 30-minute consultation and let's talk. Give me a call at 980-201-9878 or just fill out the contact form at BlackStarFundLLLP.com.
Okay, I'm back. Garland L. McLaughlin, also known as the Consulting Guy. And For today's Revealing Better Results podcast, I'm going to talk to you for a few minutes about physical, mental, and spiritual health. You know, just a few pointers to live by to get you moving in the right direction. And, you know, these days with all the distractions happening in the world, wars between Israel and the Palestinians, along with the Ukraine war, the economy downturn, and family problems, you know, it's oftentimes it's hard to continuously maintain confidence and stay in the right frame of mind or even in top physical condition. So what needs to happen is you'll need to take some extra steps just to push yourself and take an extra walk during the day to stay physically active. And I have a research note here from Harvard Medical Research. You know, recently they did a study of a group of 1,100 firefighters over the age of 40. You know, so then that's pretty much my age group. So I'm reporting on it in this way. And the study pretty much revealed that over a 10-year period that people, or men particularly, men who did at least 40 push-ups per day were less susceptible to cardiovascular diseases and heart attacks than men who didn't do 40 push-ups a day. And I thought this was very amazing and interesting, and not to toot my own horn, but after the last 4 months, well, during the past 4 months here, you know, I'm 44, about to be 45, I decided, yeah, it's time to pretty much get in shape. And, you know, I was already in pretty good shape, but I'm surprised myself, and I made a commitment, and I'm pretty much have been doing 100 push-ups per day. So, you know, getting the right physical exercise is very important. It's needed for maintaining a high standard value of health. And mental health is also important. You know, don't be so quick to be judgmental about breaking old toxic habits, doing things that, you know, change your circumstance and move you in the right mental state in a positive direction. And mental health is defined as a person's condition with regard to their psychological and emotional well-being. And if you're not feeling well psychologically or emotionally, you know, seek a therapist. You know, break old bad habits. And in many cases, get around new social circles. Working on developing a positive emotional frame of mind is very important. It's most important. And that's where the proper healing comes in. First and foremost, it works in conjunction with your physical health and your spiritual health. And I'll talk about that next in the physical health, the mental health and physical health. You know, they guide each other. And, you know, to pretty much create a healthy lifestyle for yourself. And add it along in there with the spiritual health. And, you know, one thing to point out here that I've been noticing lately, and I'm going to plug in my next book, you know, avoid toxic narcissistic behavior from people. Don't put up with it. You know, my next book is due out in early January in participating bookstores and will be available for purchase online as well in early January 2024. The criminally narcissistic abusers, and more since the pandemic, I've pretty much spotted too much narcissistic behavior in people these days. So my book will help you spot it all out, reject it, and whoever displays it and uses it, you know, it'll help you spiritually destroy it as well. So it's going to be a good book, and, you know, some of you all need it to get some inspiration. Go ahead and purchase it, and I'll have more plugins in future episodes of revealing better results here. And now moving along into spiritual health or spiritual wellness. Spiritual health, according to spirituallyhealthyyou.com, it's a dimension of human wellness that integrates all dimensions of health: physical, emotional, mental, and social. And spiritual healthiness gives a person their sense of purpose, and it also guides people in ethical ways. And without spiritual health or awareness of it, people do not have a sense of purpose, or in most cases, they don't have a will to survive, and they don't have coping mechanisms or the drive that combines their physical and mental capacities to push them through obstacles. And every day, everything will start to resonate. Everything will start to resonate with others. And being individuals that, you know, just make excuses, you know, everything just starts to become an excuse to people who display this type of behavior, and they don't have the spiritual wellness necessary to move forward. And again, check out my next book when it comes out, when it's released in January 2024, The Criminally Narcissistic Abusers. And you know, in order to get some healthy spiritual wellness, go ahead and talk about this to your local minister, rabbi, or imam, and get to know them and let them get to know you. Plan on developing a real relationship and not just reciting pre-planned answers to their questions. Be open to embracing and finding your purpose with them. I talk about this quite a bit in my book. And pretty much the narcissist is not capable of obtaining a healthy spiritual lifestyle. So you're going to have to go ahead and reach out to your local spiritual leaders. You know, if you're, you know, doubtful that you have a healthy spiritual relationship with yourself, because it works in conjunction again with your mental health as well as your physical health. And well, I'm pretty sure this will help someone and some of you. And that's pretty much all I have to say today. I've been your host, Garland L. McLaughlin, also known as the Consulting Guy. And have a great week, everyone.